the changing of the Qibla from Baytul Maqdis to the present day Qibla, which is the Kaaba. Allah then says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought Iman, Ista'inu. Ista'inu means to seek assistance. Ista'inu. Allah says, seek assistance. When you are in difficulty, when you face a calamity, if you are faced with some troubles in life and any loss in life, Allah says, seek assistance bi sabr. Number one, through patience. Meaning seek assistance from Allah through sabr. Persevering, being patient, and not doing anything that goes against the demands of sabr. What is sabr? Many ulama have given different meanings of sabr. Sabr means, number one, kafful a'da, that to restrain your limbs, the limbs of the body. You hear of some bad news or you are faced with a calamity, number one, you must be composed. Exercise composure. Remain calm. Remain serene. Don't become hysterical. Don't start becoming violent. Don't start becoming abusive. Don't start, reacting physically. That's number one. Kafful a'da. Number two, kafful lisani ani shakwa. Watch what you say. Don't complain to anyone about that calamity. Don't go about complaining and making a noise here and there and speaking about it. Now, you complain to Allah, and of course sometimes you go and you complain to somebody for professional help you are seeking with it. There's nothing wrong with that. There you are seeking professional help, you should do that. But to go about complaining about your difficulties and complaining about the problem and complaining about the pain and questioning, that is goes against the demands of sabr. So these are two aspects we should remember about sabr. Ista'inu bi sabri, and Allah says number two, through salah. Salah, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance through salah. Every time when Rasulullah s.a.w. was faced with a calamity, immediately Nabi s.a.w. would resort to salah. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Allah says, Allah is with those who exercise sabr. What a profound statement. To know that Allah is with you. Allah says, I am with you. Inna Allah ma'a. Ma'a means I am with those who exercise sabr, who exercise patience. It gives a person so much more strength to know and comfort to know that Allah is on his side. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. Allah says, do not say about those who have attained martyrdom in the path of Allah. Do not say about them that they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَا. They are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. But you cannot perceive this. You do not understand the life that they are living. So this is the highest rank that a person can ever attain, is the rank of shahada, is the rank of martyrdom, to be killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing greater, there's nothing higher than that. Allah says, do not refer to those martyrs as dead. They are not dead, they are ahya, they are alive. And that's why there's no ghusl for a person who attains martyrdom in this world, because ghusl is for the dead, and they are still alive. But Allah says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. You cannot perceive this, you cannot understand the life that they are living right now. It is something beyond your comprehension. Then Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, we will definitely, most certainly test you. You cannot emphasize this word any more than it has already been emphasized. It's definitely, most certainly, undoubtedly, no matter who you are, no matter who you may be, Allah says, we're going to test you. It's definite in this world. That's why this world is called Darul Imtihan. It is called a world or an examination hall. Allah says, we will definitely test you. How? بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. With a bit of fear. With a bit of fear. How many of us live with fear in this country because of the crime rate and the situation of crime? You're coming home sometimes late at night, there's a sense of fear. You're going out, there's a sense of fear. Your family's left alone, there's a sense of fear. Allah said, this is a test from Allah. How should you react? إِسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Sabr and salah. Turning to Allah. Sometimes we are too concerned about the apparent means that we should have the latest features in terms of security. Yes, implement that. That is the means we should make. But don't put our sole trust in that. That I have this security facility, or I have this facility, I have that, I'm safe. No. إِسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. While implementing all that and installing all that, Allah says, seek Allah's assistance also. So Allah said, number one, we will test you with a bit of khawf, with a bit of fear, wal-ju' with a bit of hunger, starvation. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And we will test you with the loss of wealth. You will lose wealth in this world. You will lose sometimes investments. You will lose millions. You will lose thousands. This is a test from Allah. والأنفس. And we will test you with the loss of life. You will lose people who are close and dear to you. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And will test you with a loss of fruits, a loss of crops. Farmers who lose their crops and who lose their fruits. Allah says all of these are tests. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah says, but give good news to those who are patient. What is the good news? That if they will persevere through these different tests which we bring about and we bring upon them, it will be a means of their salvation in Akhirah and bring them closer to Allah. May Allah grant us them.